So it's no secret that Instagram is pretty quickly becoming a big pain for photographers, especially. Basically, ever since the day they came out saying that they are no longer a photo sharing app and they're leaning more towards video, there were thousands and thousands of screams and cries from photographers all over the world. Because now we have to create all new content to share and stay relevant, and most photographers are not very happy about it. Which I get, it's just a lot more extra work when at the beginning you could just share one of your sessions and get seen and book a client just from that one post. So yeah, it's not as easy as it used to be to get eyes on your work, and it feels overwhelming when they keep changing the way to be seen. And then if you've been getting most of your business through Instagram, you probably feel like you just have to do everything just to please the algorithm, just to stay in business. And that can be so overwhelming. So, what do you do if you kind of sort of hate being on Instagram? You don't really like social media anyway in the first place, or you don't feel like it's working for you, and you kind of don't really care to make it work for you? If you have thought any of these things, you're gonna wanna keep listening. I'm gonna share some tips that are going to help you be able to step away from Instagram and still be able to grow and market your business. Are you a photographer mama feeling like a crazy person just trying to balance motherhood and a photography business that just isn't paying the bills? Wonder how you'll ever survive when you're seemingly a tiny little fish in a quickly growing photographer sea? You know God put this dream in your heart, but you can't shut up the negative self-talk as you get sucked down the comparison spiral again? Hey friend, I'm Marina, wife, mama, and family photographer saved by grace. Listen, I know the mom guilt all too well as you go from feeling guilty because your kids need you to being frustrated because your business does too. For years, I was in a vicious burnout cycle, torturing myself with comparison, having sessions I wasn't really excited about, and wondering if I could turn this creative outlet that I'm so passionate about into a real deal business that could support my family. I finally realized I didn't have to pretend to be someone I'm not in order to get clients, and I figured out a way to create a business that lights my soul on fire, all while editing with a little one at my feet. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to transform your business from a time-consuming hobby to a profitable business that you're excited about. I want to help you gain the confidence to walk out who God called you to be and stand out in a sea of photographers instead of just trying to fit in and follow the trends. Oh yeah, and still have time to be intentional in your motherhood. Welcome to your safe space where we release the mom guilt and silence the negative Nancy that lives in your brain rent-free. If you're ready to ditch hustle culture and find a photography bestie slash cheerleader along the way, you're in the exact right place. Go find your lukewarm coffee and toss some ice in there, and let's grow your confidence. So honestly, it's kind of weird to me to be talking about this because if you know me, I really do enjoy social media. I really do have a lot of fun on Instagram with reels and just all the things. But I still get way more business from Google, for example, than any kind of social media. So I do use Instagram more to keep up with photographer friends and past clients and honestly just for fun more than to get inquiries or get business. So I'm not really worried about follower count or likes or how many DMs I get. Follower count and like count and all of that doesn't really matter anymore. They're just numbers. So let's get that out of the way, first of all. But like I said, I do get a lot more business through other avenues and from other places. So I am not worried all the time about, did I post this week? Do I have a social media strategy? Do I have to go crazy trying to figure out all these creative ideas on how to attract my ideal client on Instagram, which we can have a whole other podcast episode talking about how to actually make Instagram work for you, but that's a topic for another day. For now, I want to focus on different marketing strategies for you, especially if you're feeling the burnout from Instagram and you just don't want to get into doing all these silly reels and trends, okay? There are other ways to market your business that don't involve social media or lip syncing to some sound. The number one thing that you're going to want to have is a website. Your website should really be that number one driver for business. And on top of that, it also makes you look professional. So it's a win-win. It tells people that you're a real business. This is where you should have all your best work, you know, all the raving reviews from clients who have had amazing experiences with you, a price range at least, or like a starting price for your packages if you're not going to post your packages, a little bit about yourself, your experience and qualifications, how you do business, where you're located, what locations you service. Basically, everything should live in your website. All the information that somebody is going to need when they come across your business. It's basically like your storefront on the internet. This is where you want to convince people that land on your page that are looking for what you offer and tell them why you are the most qualified to serve them. So this is where it's totally okay to pull out all the bragging rights and show people, tell people how you are going to serve them. So, I mean, we could talk forever on websites and what you should have and how you should build it, etc. But some of the top things that you're going to want to make sure of is that you have all the information that's needed, like I said, but also that your website gets people's attention quickly. The average person stays on a website anywhere between 15 to 20 seconds. So, how are you going to get their attention? How are you going to keep their attention? Even just as simple as optimizing your images, the images that you post on your website, to load fast enough so that they're not waiting there for forever and then they click out before they even get to see anything on your website because the photos aren't even loading. Really make sure that you know who your ideal client is, who you're trying to attract, so that that way you know how to speak to them, how to get them to stay on your page, and get to know you, get to know your process so that they can then decide to book with you. So for example, if you're a family photographer, chances are your ideal client is a mom that is feeling like her kids are growing up way too fast. They seem to be changing right before her eyes and she wants to freeze all of these moments so that she can remember later. How are you going to talk to her versus if you're a wedding photographer and you are talking to someone that is about to get married to the love of their lives and she wants it to be the perfect day. You're gonna use very different language, very different communication to let them know that you are capable and you are ready to serve them. I know your website, a lot of times when you first start out, it's the one thing that you think, maybe I don't need it right away. Maybe it's fine if I don't have a website. But I do think it's really important, instead of using Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook even to use as your website. Like I said, having a website is going to make you look like a real business, giving your ideal client a little bit more confidence to invest with you. But also you can make it your own. And it doesn't even have to be crazy complicated. There are very affordable options out there that you can find, and you really don't need 500 different pages on your website. Honestly, the simpler, the better. That way people don't get lost in your website and don't even get to the real important information that they're actually looking for. So super important pages that you're going to want to have is obviously your homepage. This is where you want to get their attention. Remember, our attention span as a society as a whole is very, very small. So you want to get their attention with a really, really pretty photo, something that completely embodies your style, something that catches their attention right away, that makes them want to stay on and see more. I think a super important one is also your about page. Somewhere where you can talk about who you are, why you're in this business in the first place, what drives you, why you are qualified, who they can expect to be hanging out with during their session or during their wedding day or during their event, whatever the case may be. Photography is such a personal thing that I think it is very important for people to know who you are so that they can feel confident and comfortable in who is serving them as they're getting their photos taken. Another page, obviously your investment information, whatever you want to call that, but basically at least having a starting point for your prices. I don't personally recommend having all your packages on there. That's a whole other conversation. but at least having a starting point so that people can expect around how much they're going to be investing. We all have budgets. Your ideal client is going to have a budget and they're going to want to know how much to expect to invest. And then obviously your portfolio, all of your best work, recent images that you're super proud of that you just took, et cetera, et cetera. But this one is super important to keep updated as you continue to have sessions and update that accordingly. And then finally, your contact page. You want everything up to this point to be making this person that is on your website say, yes, yes, I want more. What else? Now what? So your contact page will be that last part where they're finally convinced you are their person, you are their photographer, they must work with you because they love what they see. So now they need something to do. Now they need to reach out. Make it as simple as possible to be able to reach out to you. Most web hosts have pre-made pages that you can just, you know, tack on whatever it is that you need to add to that. Or better yet, if you have a CRM kind of like IrisWorks, then you can have your contact page or your leads page connected to that CRM, and then that way you can already have their information so that you can send out contracts and invoices and everything like that. Don't overthink it. Don't go crazy trying to cram a ton of things in there that maybe don't really need to be in there, but just make sure that your business is online and you have a website. This is the one place where you can control everything that's on there and you can make it, like I said, it's kind of like your storefront. Plus, this is the one thing that is probably going to be there forever or for as long as you need it to be. As we've seen in the past, Instagram, Facebook, all of these platforms can be taken away in the blink of an eye. And the fact of the matter is we don't own that, but you can own your website and that will be your space on the internet for people to find your business. Okay, so you have your website. Great. That's the perfect place to start. But now, how are people going to find your website? Obviously, there are probably millions and millions of websites. There's so much on the internet now. So how is your ideal client going to find your website in the first place? This is where SEO comes in. And SEO just stands for search engine optimization, which basically means that it increases visibility for any given website when anyone searches the internet. Now, I'm not even gonna pretend like I'm super techie and I know all these things and I'm the expert on SEO, because I'm not. But I have learned a lot over the years, at least to the point to be able to do my own SEO. And it has actually made a huge difference for my own business. Because like I said, I do get most of my business through Google and other search engines like this. Take the time to just Google SEO. Try to learn a little bit about it. It's really not as complicated as some people make it seem. And at the same time, there are people that specialize in SEO and optimizing your website so that more people can find it. And basically, they do all the SEO for you, which you can totally do too. But some of the things that you're going to do if you do your own SEO is using different keywords that your ideal client is using to be able to find you. So for example, if I'm craving the best enchiladas in town, I'm gonna go into Google or whatever search engine I'm using to search Mexican food place near me, right? So if a mom is trying to find the best photographer for their family photos, chances are they're going to Google family photos near me, family photographer near me, you know? And even if they don't type near me, it's probably going to use their location to find people that are around their area. So you want to make sure that you can use all of these keywords in your website. Even in hidden little places like just the title of your images. If you title one of your images family photographer, that's an SEO secret that I've learned and it actually works. A lot of websites on the pages when you build it have places where you can add descriptions that sometimes aren't visible, but it still helps your SEO and it's still keywords that are going to pop up whenever somebody uses those. So really, really use that space. maximize that real estate online so that more people can find you when they're looking for you. So one thing you may have to do after this episode is really, really narrow down who that ideal client is. Who are you speaking to? What could they be searching for? And implement those keywords into your website in all the spaces where you can find, whether they're hidden or not, even when you are typing up descriptions or anything on your website, even if it is visible, using those keywords will help that search engine pop you up to the top of the page so that people can find you a lot quicker. Another thing that's going to help your SEO, but is also another marketing tip altogether, is setting up Google My Business. And I think they've changed their name, but it still pops up as the same thing if you Google My Business. basically, it's a spot where your business will live, but it's specifically on Google. So you know how anytime you Google a business, you Google Mexican food near me or anything like that, you'll see on the right-hand side, if you're on a desktop, a square with photos and the business name and then the buttons for their website or directions and all that kind of stuff. That is Google My Business, and you can have your own listing, I guess. I don't know what to call it, but I'm gonna call it like your listing. And that's just another extra spot for where your business can be on the internet to be able to be found quicker. It's free to set up. All you need is your physical address for them to send a postcard just to confirm that it is your business. And you don't even need to leave your address on there. If it's your personal address, I've used my home address and it's not actually on there because I don't want my personal address on there. That's creepy. So you can take off your address later, but they do need to confirm that you are a real business, and that's what the postcard is for. But basically on Google My Business, you can add your own photos, which is super helpful because hello, we're photographers. But this is also where people will be able to submit their reviews, which is huge, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. This is where you will also have your website linked so that people can find that and then find your website. And it's also super cool because it has a lot of different tools on there. Once you are on the Google My Business dashboard, you can look at all these different analytics. Oh my gosh, I can't talk today. But you can look at all this information on what keywords people are using that are helping your website to be found. So that's super helpful. And it has a bunch of different tools that are very, very helpful. So go set yourself up on Google My Business. It literally is so easy. It's so quick and it makes a huge difference. The next thing is asking for reviews. And this one is huge. Honestly, I think this is my top tip. Because when was the last time you made an investment in anything and you went in to look at reviews first? Especially if it's a high dollar item or high dollar service, you're probably going to go in and check and make sure that whoever you're giving your money to is legit and they're not going to screw you over. I know I've seen statistics and it's something around 90% of people read reviews before making a purchase decision. And what's cool is that the more Google reviews that you have on Google My Business, the better you rank among competitors on Google, which ties back into SEO and like everything's connected. It's all connected and it's all together. It works together. It's great. It's kind of the same like the Instagram algorithm, because the more people are liking, sharing, commenting, etc., the more Instagram pushes it out because it's content that people are enjoying. They're liking it. It's bringing more people onto their platform, so they're going to push it out more. Kind of the same thing, maybe not the same thing, but in my head, it feels like the same thing. So Google reviews are huge, not just to help your website be the first one that people see whenever they search for a photographer, but it also lets people know that you're legit, that other people are having good experiences with you, that you're not screwing people over, and that people are genuinely happy with the service that you're providing. So if you already know people that are having a good experience with you, you've been having clients that won't stop posting their photos on Facebook and texting you with all the emojis and telling you that they loved their photos, they had so much fun at their sessions, ask them to leave a positive review. Make it super easy for them. Just give them the direct link so that they can go in and just type it up and that's it. You can even have them copy and paste it to all the different platforms where you can have reviews, whether it's Google and Facebook and The Knot and Yelp or wherever else your business is. Give them an easy way to do it so that your clients will actually be able to do it. And it doesn't take more than 5 minutes, probably even less. I know a lot of times when I have gotten inquiries that directly come from Google, because that is another thing, on my contact page, I ask people where they found me, which is super important. It's really helpful if you want to implement that. But most of the people that say that found me on Google say that it was because of all the reviews. All the positive reviews made them want to send me a message and say, hey, I would love to work with you too. It makes a huge difference. And lastly, this one seems kind of obvious, but I know when I first started, and honestly, even years into it, it was really hard for me to do, but just tell people that you're a photographer. Don't be shy about it. Regardless of how long you've been in business or how much experience you have, it doesn't matter. You are a photographer. Whenever people ask you, oh, you know, do you just stay at home with the kids? Or, oh, what do you do for a living? That's your chance to tell them, oh, well, you know, I'm a family photographer. And I cannot tell you how hard it was for me at first. I felt so uncomfortable. I kind of felt like an imposter for a long time because it felt like I wasn't good enough yet to call myself a photographer. It wasn't a real job, you know, in the eyes of everybody else, in the eyes of society. But the fact of the matter is, we were paying our bills with my income from my photography business. So how is that not a real business? How is that not a real job, you know? Word of mouth can be the biggest driver to market yourself, to be able to put it out there that you have a business and that you are amazing at it and that other people should also hire you. So tell people, act like it, be proud of it. Don't hide the fact that you are a photographer and you are building this business and you're doing it well. The best way to stand out in your photography business is seriously just to be confident in what you bring to the table. Don't get in your own way. When I was still shooting weddings, I had a potential client ask me if, you know, we had our own meeting. It was me and the bride, and she was sold. She was so excited, but she wanted me to also meet with her and her fiance so that he would also be able to get to know me and, you know, get all the information. And she was like, I think he's gonna want to meet you as well. So we set up the meeting, and he basically played bad cop. Which is fine. He was not mean about it, but he straight up asked me at one point, so why should we hire you? And honestly, on the inside, I was shaking and I did not know what to say. But somehow, some way, honestly, probably just the Holy Spirit, there was this boldness that came over me, and I was able to tell him why I was the perfect person to be their photographer, why I was qualified to serve them, and they ended up hiring me. So again, the way that you are confident in who you are and the experience that you have, the value that you bring, can be such a huge part in how you stand out in this industry. And being confident doesn't mean that you're the most extroverted or the loudest or the most unique or anything like that. It's just being so sure of yourself, the time and the effort that you've put into your craft, the gift that God has given you to capture these beautiful moments. You own it. That's what confidence is. Own it. Tell people about it. Talk about it all the time, even if it makes people crazy sick of hearing you say it. And if telling people that you are a photographer, if those words don't come out of your mouth naturally, or you feel uncomfortable, you feel like an imposter, practice saying it in the mirror. As cheesy as it sounds, seriously, put a note on your bathroom mirror and remind yourself every day that you are a photographer. You're doing this for a reason. You are using your gifts and talents to serve other people through art, through photography, and you are a photographer. Own it. So, like I said, we can have a whole other podcast episode talking about how to use Instagram to get more business. But in the meantime, if you are feeling like it's just a drag and you do want to break up with Instagram, the one thing I'm going to tell you is, okay, that's fine. You can step back and implement all these other marketing strategies, but don't delete your Instagram. Don't delete your profile yet. Don't do it. Like we talked about with SEO, having your Instagram profile, it's just another platform online where your work can be displayed. So it's going to help your searchability if you do keep it there. But if you are going to step back and not use it as much, just make sure that you link your website. If you have a business page or a creator page, you can have a link in your bio. So make sure that your website is linked on there. Direct people to your contact form there so that you don't miss direct messages on Instagram. But this way you don't have to be on Instagram all the time if you don't really want to. At the end of the day, this is your business and you get to decide what you do, what marketing strategies you use, whether it's social media or not, and you get to dictate where your time goes. Hey, if this episode has you excited to take back your business and your time so that you can build a photography business that truly stands out, I would love it if you screenshot as you're listening and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Marina Anaya Photography so I can come say hey. You can also connect with me in my Facebook group at bit.ly/calledtostandoutpodcast so I can be your personal cheerleader as you grow your photography business. Lastly, I would also really appreciate it if you just took 2 minutes to leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts so we can really grow this community and others can also be encouraged. I can't wait till next time. And hey, don't forget that you are called to stand out.